And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's fantastic, phenomenal, always fun, usually somewhat fascinating Friday as we head into the weekend. Not being afraid, even if the earth gives way or the mountains fall into the seas, because our help comes from the Lord. The first thing we're going to discuss is how God is in charge and shows mercy to whom he chooses. He hardens whom he wishes to harden. Many people will rise and say, "It seems so unfair," which is amusing when someone stands before the awesome God of the universe to tell him he's doing poorly, especially when that person needed help learning how to go to the bathroom as a baby. Let's get it straight. God owes no person anything, and most specifically, no sense of accountability to any person ever. Next, what's the difference between you, me, and the world around us? It's simpler than you think. We'll get to that. And finally, we close out this week with a challenging teaching on unity. The reason that it's challenging is because, as Paul wrote it, people were already picking sides on what he was talking about. When Paul mentioned that people at the church of Corinth said, "I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos, I'm of Cephas, and I'm of Christ," every brilliant Christian says, "That's me, I'm of Christ." The problem is that's the wrong answer. Sorry. Why it's wrong? Paul explains why it's wrong, that we need to be interdependent on one another and equally dependent upon the Lord while demonstrating faith, hope, and love, which pleases God.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and so much more. Hey. We're asking you, what do you think? You can email us during the show, david@hemusincrease.org. That's david@hemusincrease.org. You can text us live during the show right now. So it's 12:03 in San Diego, 2:03 right now here in Dallas, and some other time on the moon because I don't have a clock up there. But you can text us 214-210-8483, or you can call us live 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, when you make that call, I'm just telling you now, you're going to end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like heading into the weekend.
There it is.
That's always the very last thing I do for the week.
Yep. Said a little bit too early.
Yeah, that's okay. But that's part of it, right? That's part of the fun.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, sir. We do have Jake's Take coming in. I don't know if it'll be this segment or the next segment, so we're still working that out. So we'll have a chance to hear from him on that. Got several different things that we're looking at or working at. Here's what I want you to know. If you've got a prayer request, if you've got a praise report, it's totally awesome. Bring it over to us. Let's pray together. Let's praise together. If you got a question, an opinion, a thought, a comment, great. What I'm trying to tell you is it's great. I don't want to say that any better. Here's the bottom line to that. If you want to reach out to us, reach out to us. If you want to just listen, just listen. Do whatever it is the Lord puts on your heart. No, I don't expect you to agree with everything I say on the show. I think that's almost – I think it's absolutely ludicrous. I think about myself now, and then I'm in my 60s, and I think about myself when I was in my 30s. And if I could go back and talk to myself in my 30s, the first thing I would do is slap me. Okay? I mean, because it's like you just grow and you learn and you develop so much more. I don't agree with everything I said 30 years ago, but I agree with everything God says and everything God said, everything God has ever said or will ever say. That much I got. Here's the other thing that we do besides praise and prayer requests. We also do trivia, Bible trivia, in fact. How many times should the offender who has offended you be forgiven? Is it 7 times, 70 times 7, or twice because of the shame on me, shame on you theory? You know, you fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice. Or fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Is it 7 times, 70 times 7, or twice? Okay? If you think you know the answer how many times an offender should be forgiven, you can reach out to us and call 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So now I know that in some translations, it can be 7 times 70 or 70 times 7 or 70 times. It's okay. Okay, everybody take a deep breath. So is it 7 times, 70 times 7, or twice because of the shame on you, shame on me theory? If you think you know, reach out to us. We do have somebody ready to answer the trivia question, and we will give them that opportunity. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. It's Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I got to confess, I'm looking forward to the weekend. I mean, I'm just confessing. I'm just not going to lie about it. It's like, praise the Lord. That's all I got. One sleep in day, I'll take it.
All right,
here we go. How many times should the offender be forgiven who's done something wrong? Is it 7 times, or is it 70 times 7, or twice because of the shame on me, shame on you theory?
It's 70 times 7.
That is correct, Amanda! Now, what's amazing, and I'm not kidding you, I'm absolutely not kidding you, somebody took 70 times 7, okay, which is like 490, and then they tried to figure out how often you have to forgive somebody to actually have that work. And to me, it's like, I think you're missing the point. Anyway.
Hey, can I tell a silly, stupid joke?
It's absolutely not biblical. Of course you can. Besides, you can do that anytime. Go ahead. Fire away.
What did Geronimo say when he jumped out of the airplane?
What did Jonah say when he jumped out of the airplane?
No, Geronimo.
Oh, Geronimo. What did Geronimo say when he jumped out of the airplane? What did he say? Geronimo?
Me!
That's great. Oh, love it. Great job, Deborah.
All right, but y'all have a good weekend. God
okay.
bless.
God bless. Bye. What did Geronimo say when he jumped out of the airplane? Me! Love it.
I knew it was something like that. I was waiting on it.
We got the best audience. I just want to point this out. You are all just in as much of need of therapy as I am. That's all I'm saying. Okay. All right. Let's do our DNA. Me! I might use that throughout the rest of the show. Our DNA, or what we consider DNA, is our building blocks, okay, of functionality. So let's start with the D, and then we'll do the N, then we'll do the A. D, draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Every day. Every day, 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 every day. Every day that ends with Y, you've got to spend time with the Lord. How much time? That's not the point. Okay? You just, that is not the point. How much time is just some time. Okay? Could be 5 minutes, could be 50 minutes, could be 5 hours. It doesn't matter. Just be it on a daily basis, okay? N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And why is that? Because if you're ashamed of Jesus or his words, he'll be ashamed of you at his return. So bad, 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 bad. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve. The whole principle of being Christ-like is the Lord is making Jesus more and more reflective in your life, right? If he couldn't make you any more reflective, then once you got saved, he would have taken you. But that's not how it works. And so the Lord is generating in you a better mirror reflection of Jesus, and a big part of that is your and my willingness to serve. Sometimes the serving is easy, and sometimes the serving is difficult, right? But we have to have that willingness and a readiness to be servants of the Most High God. Even if we don't know what the purposes are, that's okay as long as we're willing and ready to serve. That's our DNA. Draw closer to the Lord daily. DN, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And then A, always be ready to serve. Excellent joke, by the way, by Deborah. That was great. We're going to do our first teaching because I did it fast enough where I can get through this. And so we're going to do this. We are in Romans 9, 18 through 20. I don't want anybody to freak out. Here, I'm going to ask you really politely. Ready? Don't freak out. Don't freak out, okay? Relax. Romans 9, 18 through 20. So then God has mercy on whom he desires, and he hardens whom he desires. And you will say to me, why does he still find fault? For who resists his will? On the contrary, verse 20 says, who are you, O man, who answers back to God? Here is how God shapes the argument of him choosing. Now, it's two things in play. The first thing is free will alongside of predestination. And so people see this as a contradiction because they only see it from one side. God's point of view, it's predestination. Man's point of view, it's free will. And God is not telling anybody what he knows. So the question is, well, then why do we do it? It's because you don't know and I don't know and God's not telling. And so we do the things that God tells us to do, number one, because he commands us to do them, and number two, because we have no idea, but he does. All we're saying is God is omniscient. So people then say, well, wait a minute, Lord God Almighty, King of the universe, creator of life, how is that fair? Now look how God shapes the argument. And this is what I want you and I to kind of pick up on. Verse 20, who are you? See, instead of God going into the, let's have reasoning in this discussion about this. This is a direct challenge to who God is and his sovereignty. And God's response is, yeah, where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Who are you? You got no comment. Who are you to answer back to God? And I think it's funny, and I did write this on purpose. And so if you got offended, too bad. But it's like we have to have somebody teach us how to go to the bathroom when we're a baby, but we're going to tell God how to do justice in the universe. You don't see something wrong with that picture right there? It's like, oops. So here is what it comes down to, and this is what we've got to do a better job in. God owes no man anything. He doesn't owe you an explanation. He doesn't owe me anything. He has no accountability to humanity. The fact that he birthed humanity is grace and gift. And if you don't like it, tough. Because you didn't start it, you're not going to end it, and you're not going to tell God how to be God. So the real answer to this whole thing is, yes, Lord. This is the most proper, appropriate, divinely institutionalized answer you can ever give to God under every circumstance, always, forever. Yes, Lord. That's the best you can do. Because anything else, you could be putting yourself in the I'm going to answer you from the whirlwind like he did to Job moment. And I promise that is not fun. So here's the bottom line. Yes, Lord. And we trust God And here's the key. We trust in the quality of God. If you don't, why are you serving? Huh, interesting. We'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Now, he's crying. Now, I was still of the mindset that men don't cry, okay? Just so you can know. And I'm getting mad because it's my story and he's crying. And I'm thinking, it's my story. Why are you crying? That's what I'm thinking in my mind. And he's crying. He's apparently a good crier. I don't know what a good crier is. I learned after my dad died, but I mean, somewhat. But this is real. You know, he's sobbing. And I'm like, and he looks up at me after he's cried for about a minute and a half. And his eyes are red. And he looks at me and he says, "This is how the Lord hurts for you." And that was it. Bam. It was like somebody just took a hammer and broke my hard heart and my, you know, my pride attitude and my over arrogance and my everything. Looking at that guy showing me crying and tears, and all I could think of was Jesus wept.
If Jesus.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Getting ready for our next trivia question. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, this question, I took this out of a book. I don't like the wording. So you're going to have to work with me on that because I didn't have time to rewrite it. Okay, so you're just going to have to figure that out. According to the Gospel of John, what is the sheep that does not enter the sheepfold through the proper door? So let me say that again so you can follow this. According to John, this is John chapter 10, verse 1 through 2. What is the sheep that does not enter the sheepfold through the proper door? Is that sheep a murderer, a fool, or a thief? A murderer, a fool, or a thief? Big props to Joanne and Cordelia nailing that before I even finished it. That was really good. But it's one of those three. A murderer, a fool, or a thief. That's the sheep that does not enter through the proper door. Is that sheep considered a murderer, a fool, or a thief? And with the thief, you can kind of go thief/robber. Okay, that's the triv question, not to be, and it's, look, John chapter 10, verse 1 through 2. We have a caller. Just want to give you guys an extra second or two to make sure that you think that through. Listen to us. It says, according to John, what is the sheep that does not enter the sheepfold through the proper door? is that cheap? A thief and robber slash or a murderer or a fool? Somebody is ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, this is your little brother. Shabbat shalom, brother.
Shabbat shalom, brother. How are you?
Good. Well, I need prayer, but I'm so sorry that you hurt your toe.
That I what?
You hurt your toe this morning.
Oh, yeah. I know. Crushed it. Crushed it. Oh, that did hurt a lot, actually. Thank you.
Yeah.
I almost went into my third tongue, but I didn't, so that was good. All right, brother, I'll set it up for you. Here's the triv question, and you knock it out of the park. According to John, what is the sheep that does not enter the sheepfold through the proper door? Is that sheep a murderer, a fool, or a thief?
I think it should be a shepherd, because it's not a sheep is coming there, so... question is wrong for me, because sheep is not coming. Is it?
Okay.
It's a shepherd that is it.
Okay, but he's not going through the proper door, right? Not going. So you got to think. Is that, it could be false sheep, you know, kind of thing there. But it says, assuredly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, that same one is a... See, so it's not necessarily a shepherd. See. That's how the passage is in John chapter 10, verse 1. But the question is, thief, murderer, or fool?
He's a murderer.
And if it wasn't a murderer, what would it be?
Thief.
That is the one! That's it right there! So let me read it to you, because I want to make sure you hear it. It's in the New King James. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the way of the door, but climbs up some other way, that same is a thief and a robber. So what it's talking about is a person who's trying to get into the sheep realm, but not getting there by the right way, which is Jesus. See, that's what's,
okay.
That's where the context is. Okay, does that help you?
Not really, if I'll be honest.
I'd rather you be honest.
In that passage or in that context, it's talking about the shepherd. There is a true shepherd, and then there's a false shepherd.
Yeah, that's why you got to read the whole thing, because it says the very next verse, he who enters the door is the shepherd of sheep. So you can have that argument, and I don't mind you having that. But I'm just going with, like, a New King James Version. So you have to help me out.
Oh, well, I like the real King, the King James, not the New King James. All right, I'll read it sometime. But
okay.
Right now I'm driving.
All right, well, you can't read it while you're driving. And don't close your eyes when you're praying. believe it or not, I've actually had that. We'll talk about that another time. What do you need prayer for, bro?
Okay. Yes, I'm just having a very stressful day and very feeling anxious. And because of that, I was a little bit mad on some people because they wasn't doing their thing, and it happened to be Christian. So, I mean, I apologize, but I said this is little nonsense that you're not doing the things you're supposed to be doing it. So, yeah.
All right. So
I need prayer.
I'm going to pray for you.
I need prayer. The Lord help me and also minimize my stress and anxiety.
Got it. And I'm going to pray for you. Here's something to remember, okay? Just remember this. The people that you think like that or that you count on the most are often the most difficult to forgive because you expect the most from them, okay? So that's not abnormal. But you did exactly what you should do. You're like, yeah, I can't do that. I got to do a better job on that end. So let's pray for that plus your anxiety and frustration, okay?
Sure.
All right, let's do it. Father, we come before you right now, and I ask you to bless my brother, and I ask you to bless him with a sense of joy and a sense of contentment. And, Lord, sometimes the people closest to us, they'll let us down, and we have a harder time forgiving them than somebody we've never even met. And it's wrong, and that's a wrong attitude for us to have. So, you know, Samson's saying, hey, I got to do a little better there. I got to have a better attitude. And then, Lord, he's also, like, struggling and having some stresses, and these things could have been really maybe alleviated by some better actions or whatever. Nothing escapes you, Lord. It's not past you. You're not like, uh-oh, it didn't happen. In fact, Lord, I pray that you would give him the comfort that comes from you as the God of comfort, that he would not have to have the concern, the fear, the anxiety, and the frustration with it, but instead would commit it into your hands by lifting it out of his own hands and saying, you do it. I can't do it. You do it. And leaving it in your hands for it to be resolved. So let him settle in his spirit, have full confidence in your faithfulness, and rest in you. We pray this, that you would bless our brother and every other person who's going through that. We pray you bless him in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen, brother. We love you.
Thank you, brother, and Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. God bless. Bye-bye. Okay. And you know what? I got to say something about Sam. I don't totally disagree with his comment on the trivia question. I didn't like the question in the first place. Remember I said I don't like the way this is worded? Okay, anyway. All right, here we go. I got to do this because I don't have – I cannot miss this. Is that okay? Okay. Oh, we got to do Jake's take. We'll do that Jake's take in the next segment. Just remind me. Okay. Let me just do this real fast. What's the difference? Number one. This is part one of part two. What's the difference between you and the world? Make it simple. John 14:15-17. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever. He is the Spirit of truth. The world is unable to receive him because it doesn't see him or know him. But you do know him because he remains with you and will be in you. Yesterday we talked about Jesus, a little bit about Jesus, being in our hearts by faith. Well, the Holy Spirit is actually in you. You're a temple of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus says, I'm going to give you another counselor, which means he's one of the counselors too. And that counselor is going to be with you forever. And the world is unable to receive him because it doesn't see him or know him. But you do. And one of the biggest differences between you and the world is the Holy Spirit living inside of you. Because the Holy Spirit living inside of you says, or go this way, or don't do that, or do this, or speak now, or be silent. All of that stuff is the Holy Spirit living inside you, continuing the ministry of Jesus. Once Jesus was glorified and the Holy Spirit was poured out, the Holy Spirit then took the ministry of Jesus on earth and poured that into all believers. The Holy Spirit speaks the words of Jesus to you. And why that's important is because the world will never get that. And sometimes when we get, I find this amazing, sometimes when we have maybe conviction or challenge from the Spirit, we get upset and we get discouraged. And it's like, dude, and dudette, that is the very testimony that you have been chosen by God. Without that, there would be a problem. But with that, your fatherhood connection is eternal and solid like the rock it's based on, which is Jesus Christ. How cool is that? That the Holy Spirit in you is that testimony. We'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience.
You don't know what's going to happen in 1 minute, let alone 1 hour from now. And God, who it's impossible for God to lie, has made this commitment. Made this offer, made this opportunity to both you and me and all of us around. The simplicity is that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and that the wages of that sin, the wages falling short, is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And God, demonstrating his love for us, sent Jesus Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, you will be saved. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. There is nothing more important than that principle right there. The hope that is offered to believers who acknowledge and surrender to the testimony of Jesus Christ. That's what's being offered. That's what gives you encouragement. That's what enables you to go on. You're going to have a lot of sorrow in this life. Job said it best, a man's days are few and full of trouble. But in the next, there is something so wonderful that even in man's mind, we cannot retain it. For eye has not seen, neither has ear heard, neither can the heart comprehend, can't even receive the great things which God has prepared for them that love him. There's such a great thing that's coming for us, such a great place, such a wondrous place. But you got to acknowledge the invitation. You got to say yes, because if you don't say yes, you're not going to that wedding, the wedding of the Lamb. Don't be that person. Don't be that person that rejects it. Don't be that person that lives in sorrow, in grief, and in sadness. Don't be that person. Be the one that says yes, so that you can be a part of the great wedding feast, that you can be a part of the great celebration. Oh, life is much more than this 60, 70, 80, 90 years. It's eternity on the line. And if you've already said yes, rest in the comfort. Rest in that place. Rest in that goodness. That all is well. And even on this side, if it's hard, on the other side, it's glorious. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Getting ready for your next trivia question. After we give you this, we're going to send you up to the website because we haven't even done that today. That's right. We need money, but I'm not sending you up there to give us money because I'm an idiot. That's why, okay? You're like, what's the matter with you? Everything. But that has nothing to do with it. Here's your next trivia question. What was the name of the man who was forced to carry the cross of Jesus? Is it Simon, John, or Luke? Simon, John, or Luke? If you think you know, you can call 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. What was the name of the man who was forced to carry the cross of Jesus? You're looking at Mark 15:21. Might be a variation of one of the names, but you guys can figure it out, I'm confident. Is it Simon, John, or Luke? We do have somebody that is calling in. And while they're talking still, you have an opportunity to answer. And please do so by text if you can. But before we do any of that, I've got to tell you a couple things about the giving process, because we need some giving. And I'm not going to sit there and go, oh, we're gonna stop doing the show tomorrow. Nope. The Lord's going to, you know, make me, make me go back to school. No, that'd be kind of bad. I already got a doctorate. That'd be kind of a drag. No, we're going to trust the Lord he's going to do it, and we're going to trust the Lord he's going to do it through all the different means, and we hope you're a part of that. If you can't be a part of that, the Lord bless you and multiply that which you have so you can be a giver, whether it's to us or not. If you're able to give, please do so. How about that? That's as straightforward as you can get. Deuteronomy 15:10, give generously to the needy and do not let your heart be grieved when you do so. Because of this, the Lord will bless you in all your work and in everything to which you put your hand. On the website also, prayer and praise reports that you can fill out, plus ambassador information if you want business cards or bumper stickers or brochures or anything like that. You can check that out on the website and place to give. Check it out on hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HemosIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HemosIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HemosIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HemosIncrease.org.
HemosIncrease.org!
You know what? I need one of those to cut the steak with. It's just so I can get little thinner slices. I need one of those things.
Yeah, I think it would cut through your counter also.
I don't know. Depends on how much control you have. That could be a problem. All right. Somebody is ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary Fairman again.
Hi. How you doing? Yeah. Okay, I'm ready. Are you ready for this triv question? I feel like you're going to be ready for this, all right? Here we go.
Yes, I am. I got this one.
All right, here we go. I'll set it up. You hit it out of the park. I'll set it up for you. What was the name of the man who was forced to carry the cross for Jesus? Was it Simon, John, or Luke?
I'm going with Simon.
That is correct, Amanda! there's a variation in the spelling, but I felt pretty good that most people can find
Simon,
it.
Right?
Simon or Simeon, or there's a couple of different elements that people say, which is like fine. It's like fine. Right. I think everybody gets it. What most people can figure out is, hey, guess who it wasn't? It wasn't Luke, and it wasn't John. So we got that.
Right.
Excellent. Yeah. How you doing, brother? Did things going good?
Yes. They are.
Good.
They are.
Praise the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. That's great news.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, bro. God bless you.
Yes, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Excellent call. All right. So we got to do Jake's take because we do have some stuff that's going on. So let's do Jake's take. All right, so for some people are like, why are you doing Jake's take on this show? And we have this classic answer for those people. Why not? All right, so Jake, what do we got in the realm of sports, be it San Diego, be it Detroit, or be it Dallas, or be it whatever? What do we have?
Well, we got all three.
Uh-oh.
Sunday.
Uh-oh.
As we head into the weekend, we have some football on Sunday with starting with your Lions early in the morning playing the Chicago Bears.
Go Lions. Okay.
Yep, so it should be a win there. The Bears aren't very good right now. So, and the Lions...
They're blowing
my mind right now how good they're playing.
And I heard about that one guy's diet. Did you hear about that one guy?
No.
Oh, so one of the players is doing really good in Detroit. He gets this thing from McDonald's, but then he gets one of those Oreo shakes, and he puts some of the shake on his burger. Which is like, wow, that's different.
I guess that's why they're winning games.
If it's winning, he's doing it. Okay, anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
And then we have the Cowboys going against the Panthers. Now, the Panthers only have one win on the season. And are, I would say, the worst team in the league. So I would think the Cowboys win that game.
That'd be a good game for them to win. I mean, it'd be a really good game for them to just like go.
And
bam,
if
bam,
they
bam.
Lose, then they definitely pull the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay. All right, what else you got?
Yeah, and then we have the Chargers taking on the Green Bay Packers on Sunday also.
All right.
Actually, that should be a good game.
I'm voting for Green Bay because my son-in-law's from Green Bay.
Oh, really?
I just only vote for them unless they play Detroit. Then I don't know.
Right.
All right, good job
Thank
on Jake's
you.
Take. Very, very good, brother. All right, so let's get into our next teaching. I want to go right to it. We just have so much fun in the show. Don't you? It's just like a nice, like, okay, cool, nice break. All right, so the first part of this is part two, so that's why I wanted you to get this, and then the last one's really, really cool. All right, so this one is part two on how you know the difference between you and the world. So in the first part, we said what? We said very clearly, just to make sure everybody's on the same page, that the Holy Spirit inside you makes the difference. And you might not think so, but you'd be wrong. Because Jesus made that distinction and said the world doesn't get it. The world doesn't get the Holy Spirit. This is why when people talk Christianese and you know in your mind and heart, it's like, that's not right. You know, it's like there's something wrong altogether here, right? That's the Holy Spirit in you going ding, 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 ding. not good, not good. So that's one of the big ways is the Holy Spirit in you. And here's the other way. How can you know the difference between you and the world? John 14, 22 through 24. Judas, not Iscariot. Remember, there's two Judases out of the 12. Judas, not Iscariot, said to Jesus, Lord, how is it you're going to reveal yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. The one who doesn't love me will not keep my words. The words that you hear is the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. So the second Judas asks a good question, though I'm not sure I've heard a lot of teaching on the second Judas and asking a good question. And he's like, look, I'm just trying to figure it out. He's one of the 12, so we already know this dude's deeply connected. Let's not get weird on it. And he's like, how are you going to reveal yourself to us and not to the world? So Jesus at this point had been teaching the disciples. You have to understand that in the first year of Jesus's ministry, it was that kind of like the introduction year. The second year was him having a huge surge in popularity. And then the third year, it was having him have a huge surge in criticism. So at this point in their ministry and what Jesus has taught them, he's made the distinctions between the world and the worldly and between the disciples. He's made the distinction between sheep and goat, the distinctions between fish. He's already kind of laid it out. And so this Judas is saying, well, how are you going to go about doing that where, you know, the people who are in your kingdom, they'll get you, but the world, they're not going to get you. And Jesus gives him an answer. He says, if anyone loves me, they're going to keep my word. Which, it's amazing to me because there's all these people that try to claim that they're Christians and reject the words of Jesus. It's like, cannot happen. Impossible. It's like there's a group, Christian atheists. Cannot happen. It's just ridiculous, right? It's like so stupid. And so this is that same thing. He's like, if they love me, they're going to keep my word. My Father will love him. I will love him. We will come and make our home with him. How is that home made? Through the Holy Spirit. Hello. This is how it all works together. But then Jesus says this, the one who doesn't love me will not keep my words. God created the universe. He can write a book. But the person that goes, oh, no, that's just silly, this, that, whatever. That's just goofy writing from men. They don't love Jesus. You dislike me all you want. I don't care. Jesus said, the one who doesn't love me will not keep my words. Period. Then he says, the word that you hear is not even mine. It's from the Father. See how this all works together. And so Judas asks a good question. Love me, keep my word. Doesn't love me, doesn't keep my word. You want to know the difference between you and the world? Do you love his word? Do you love to keep his word? Do you want to do better? Not that you always do perfect. Nobody's saying that. But do you want to? Do you, when you hear that thing that you hear that preacher preach something or you read something or you hear something or something comes across and it's from the word of God and you're spirit, your face, your heart lights up. That's the proof that you love it. I love the Word of God. I have no problem telling it. I love the Word of God. I spend every day in the Word of God. I love it. I sit there and I say, Lord, what are you going to tell me today? That's what I say. What are you going to teach me today? And some readings are better than others. And some are, you know, I don't care what you say. I don't care what anybody says in the world. Reading about mold is not as fun as reading about the resurrection. I don't care what anybody says. But I love it because it's what God has to say. And ironically, if an alien being came down on the planet today and said, okay, I'm an alien being, and here I have a book for all of people to read, everybody would want to read it. Well, that happened only the alien being was the one who created us. How can you not love what he has to say? It's amazing. If you love it, and you love his word, and you keep his word, and that means you don't hear it and go, you go, wow. Put that in me. But if you reject it, you reject his word, you don't love him. Just that straightforward. All right, we'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at the end of the year indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Or in Proverbs, where it teaches that a generous person will prosper, whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can. Right here on KAAM.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience on KAAM.
But Jameer, are you there with us?
Yeah.
Okay, do you think you have an answer on how many days between the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the ascension?
Is it 40 days?
That is correct, sir. You are a winner. Very nice. Did you have to look it up, Jameer, or did you know?
The funny thing is, I was reading this book, The Purpose Driven Life by Rick Warren, and then it was just talking about how God, like, transforms a lot of people's lives in 40 days, you know, and that happened to be one of the things that he was speaking about. So that was funny. I had just read that today, too.
Wow, great timing.
It taught me something. It taught me something, too. So it's funny how you just spoke about it on the radio show, so I just had to call in, man. I always listen, so.
So the trivia question actually had a meaning for you.
It did. And now that just pushes me to, like, be more into also my Bible, because if I was, like, I should have known that, you know what I'm saying? So. But, you know, that taught me something. I thank you for at least having that question, because there's a lot of people who didn't know that, you know, so you're still teaching a lot of people. So thank you.
The David Spoon Experience on 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. We're welcoming you. We welcome you whether you're in Dallas or in San Diego or on the moon or in Canada or in Mexico or in Switzerland or in Hawaii, although you should send us tickets so we can come visit anywhere and all the way across. I do want to make a update, something that actually Samson said that I decided to look into in between the segments. And so it's funny because that trivia question said, specifically, it said, according to John, what is the sheep that does not enter the sheepfold? And actually that word sheep is not used in the Greek, just credit to Samson, he should know that. It actually says, truly, truly, I say to you, the one not entering in by the door. So it doesn't use the word sheep. It does use the Greek word ho and then me, which is the one not, just in case you're wondering. And so I do want to give him props and acknowledgement for that. So there. It's actually, you know, it should have said, the trivia question should have said, you know, according to John, what is the one that does not enter the sheepfold? That'd have been more accurate. See, you got to look at those things and just say, yeah, that's what it says. Let's get it right, right? Here's your last get it right opportunity. Who did Jesus? Oh, now listen to what I said. Listen to what I said. Who did Jesus call friends? Did he call Abraham, the children or his disciples his friends? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So we do have somebody calling in. We love that when people call in because it's fun and you get calls and different people talking and so on and so forth. But it's a pretty good straightforward question. Who did Jesus call his friends? Is that Abraham, the children, or his disciples? If you think you know, reach out to us. We do, in fact, have somebody that is ready to answer the trivia question. So let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hello, David. This is Dr. Jesse.
Hey, Dr. Jesse. How are you, brother?
I'm doing not too bad.
Not too bad. That's better than, like you said, it's better than a poke in the eye with a sharp stick. So that's good.
Ouch.
All right, brother. Here we go. I'll set it up. You hit it out of the park. Who did Jesus call his friends? Was that Abraham, the children, or his disciples?
His disciples.
That is correct, Amando!
All right.
And that's important to get. It's like people don't understand. Jesus calls his disciples friends. And he's like, there's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Yes, there is. His name is Jesus. That's
right. And I remember that he did that. I think it was later. I remember reading it in John. And he said it to them. He said, "I no longer call you, I don't call you servants, because servants don't know what their master's doing. I call you friends now."
That is
because,
exactly.
And that was
correct.
after they had been faithful with him for a long, you know, for a long that all that period.
That is exactly correct. And because they knew what was going on, Jesus was saying, "Hey, I'm showing you what's going on, and I do it because you're my friends." It's like, wow,
right.
That is so powerful. Excellent observation and excellent comment. Very good, brother.
Great. I was. It's getting pretty close to your wind-up time, isn't it?
Yep.
Do you have about 30 seconds?
No, I've got. If you've got something you can do in 30 seconds, you can do it. If not, we're going to have to cut it short. So I'll give you that opportunity. Just try and squeeze it in.
I'm going to pass. Let's do it
okay.
Next time. How's that?
Next week, call in, and we'll make sure you get the time, all right?
That sounds great, brother. I appreciate it. It was good talking with you.
All right, you too, brother. God bless you.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Great job, guys. See, I love that Dr. Jesse is sensitive to that, and that's important. And it's not that I'm trying to say other people. It's just you've got to be aware that when we have a hard break, when it gets to 257, bye. Why? Because it's radio. It's called timing. You have no choice. There's nothing coming on after that. Trust me. Okay? Thank you. All right. All right. So we're going to skip the history. We'll skip the jokes. Skip everything else because I just got last teaching. You look sad that I said that. Are you sad that I didn't do a joke?
I'm going home. I'm taking my ball and going home.
All right. I'll give you one really fast one-liner. Ready? Ready? One-liner. What do videos do on their day off? They unwind. Okay. See, that's why I was going to skip it. All right, here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 11 through 13. Yes, we are that weird. Now, listen. I can't believe how people get upset when I do this. It's weird to me. It's like, this is what Paul writes, okay? 1 Corinthians 1, 11 through 13. "For I have been informed concerning you, my brethren, by Chloe's people, that there are quarrels among you." Oh, no. Verse 12. "Now, I mean this, that each one of you is saying, I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos, or I'm of Cephas, or I'm of Christ." Stop right there. That's what people do. We have a natural ability to divide and then stay within the division. It's probably a lot to do with the division that Adam and Eve had with God in their sin more than anything else. Probably carried on through the line through our existence. But what Paul does is he does something so unique. He goes, some of you are saying, "I'm of Paul." And he's like, "No, Some of you are saying I'm of Apollos. Like, no, Apollos was a great guy. Some are saying I'm of Cephas. Oh, another great guy, fantastic apostle. You know, brought it down for the big church proclamation, did another phenomenal job bringing the message to Cornelius and having the gospel move broadly into the Gentile realm, right? Oh, and then the last one, I'm of Christ. And inevitably, I have heard unlimited amounts of, that's me, I'm of Christ, that's me, I'm of Christ. And that's the wrong answer. You're thinking, how can that be the wrong answer? Because you didn't read the next verse. He says this, now I mean that each one of you is saying, I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos, I'm of Cephas, I'm of Christ. What's the next verse? Has Christ been divided? Well, what does that mean? That means that the entire problem has got nothing to do with where you're stacking up, because everybody's going to be of Christ, but it's not supposed to be I'm. Everybody chooses Christ to have that spiritual element, but it's the wrong solution. What Paul's saying is he's not divided. It's not I am of Christ. It's we are of Christ. You can't do this I'm thing. And in fact, part of the works of the flesh that are demonstrated in Galatians chapter 5 are divisions. Look, there's nothing wrong with having differences, but differences does not qualify as divisions. You can have different elements. You can all have different, you know, things that you like. You can gravitate to this, that, whatever. Fantastic. But it's not a reason to be separated from one another. And so when we say, I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos, I'm of Cephas, and you know it's like this spiritual pride, I'm of Christ, it's like, wrong answer. It's we are of Christ. And you got to stop thinking in the I. What movie was that? That was a little, was it the Nemo movie where all those birds were ready to eat the food and they're like, mine, right? You remember, is that what it is? Mine.
Yep, that's right.
Okay. It's supposed to be ours, not mine. You understand that difference? People think, well, that's not a big deal. Yes, it is. That's why Jesus said, when you pray, say, Our Father. And that we are all members of one body. You don't separate that way. Look, if you like a particular ecclesiastical kind of process in your theology and in your Sunday service, fantastic. That's not a reason to separate from other Christians. It's a reason to be separated from the worldly in the sense of them not influencing you, but not other believers, right? People can have different conclusions and still be of the same Holy Spirit, the same Heavenly Father, and the same blood relatives of Jesus Christ. Get it? Great. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Taking a 70 in 1.5 hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.